closer to art. None of the major traditional museums seem to see it as a threat when the Museum of Ice Cream opened in New York in 2016. After all, as a pop-up museum, it's only stayed open there for a month. However, as more of these pop-up museums started showing up over the next 2 years, they seemed to become a trend that should have been taken more seriously. And the latest member to join this list is the Museum of Pizza, set to open in New York this October for 2 weeks. It seems that museums are no longer just places to see art. People want to have more interactive experiences instead of being kept a polite distance from exhibits, as they normally are in traditional museums. At the Museum of Ice Cream, for example, which is currently located in the US city of Miami, visitors can jump into a pool of plastic sprinkles. And at the upcoming Museum of Pizza, people will be able to lie on a pizza beach, where they can experience a wave of cheese. Not only are visitors taking pictures of art, but they're taking pictures of themselves within these spaces. Gia Giaffe, a director at the Jewish Museum of New York, said in a TED talk, "In the pre-digital photography era, the message was, this is what I'm seeing. Today, the message is, I came, I saw, and I selfied." This immersive experience that pop-up museums provide also allows visitors to get away from their real life, even just for a short period of time, and enter a fantasy world. For example, Japanese artist Yaoyao Kusuma took her exhibition Infinity Mirrors to Washington, US in 2016. It attracted a large number of visitors who were willing to stand in line for hours just to visit each of the 6 mirrored rooms for just 30 seconds. However, the long wait seemed to have been worth it. "I felt an unexpected calm," wrote Baltimore City Paper reporter Maura Callahan after spending 30 seconds in one of the rooms. "Something about the vastness of the illusion, rubbing up against the actuality of being confined to a box, was comforting, like a deep breath." Maybe it's this experience of feeling close to art that allows pop-up museums to not only keep popping up, but also to remain open, at least for now.